Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Friday.
Hey, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I am tired. I am glad it's Friday. There is a full moon. I want to go back to sleep. Did anybody feel that way today?
Me. Hi. Me. It was me.
Yeah, I just didn't want to get up.
Man.
I was like, can I just sleep a little longer, please?
I woke up with the craziest sensations of my life. And I was like, why?
Why?
I have no idea. I just feel so unsettled. Maybe it's the moon. I feel agitated.
If people are out driving, the full moon is creepy today. I mean, it's big.
And I didn't even see it. I didn't see it last night or this morning. So the fact that you're like, did you see the moon?
It's big.
Ooh.
It's big and bad.
Big and bad.
It probably is ruining your life.
Big, bad, and bold.
And bold.
Is this retrograde?
What?
Is this what retrograde feels like?
Retrograde's over.
Oh, well, then what grade is this?
This is a new grade where your life gets ruined. So
this is prograde. That's what it is.
They have this thing that they call, Mercury retrograde. Where allegedly the planets are all wacky, which makes everyone else's life wacky. And there's this period of time. And then when we come out of retrograde, everything's supposed to go back to normal. Well, that ended on like the middle of September. So if things are so wacky, screw you, whatever you
whatever
are.
Whatever retrograde.
Solar system.
Whatever Venus, stuff. Mercury, Pluto retrograde you got going on right now.
Screw you.
Leave me alone.
We do have Six Flags Fright Fest tickets this morning. Your last chance.
Hey.
8:40. I want to bring that up. But what's going on with your back? Because we have a special guest who's going to join us shortly, but I want to hear the update on your back.
I'll talk to you real quick,
yeah,
if you'll indulge me.
Well, earlier this week, you said you were going to go to the chiropractor.
I finally took you's and everybody else's advice that kept saying, DZ, go back to the chiropractor, get your stuff checked out.
I would say doctor.
True, you say doctor.
I'm not a chiropractor girl, but everybody has their side.
Okay, doctor.
It's your back, your choice.
Everybody's been telling me to get help.
Your body, your choice.
My body, my choice. And I have been choosing to not do anything about it. And
yeah.
I finally hit a wall and went, nah, I gotta go get checked out. So
yeah,
I went to the doctor that I was comfortable with.
Yeah.
Chiropractor.
Yeah.
Found them through a fun little event we went through just between friends.
Yeah.
Where we got a double stroller. Through there, they roped me in. They said, we've got NASA technology.
Yeah.
And I went, what? I'm an astronaut now? Sign me up. I went, Connect Chiropractic, bro. Mm-hmm. They do this thing called torque technology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this little metal needle looking thing that they preload and then click, pop you back with.
Mm-hmm.
They're not putting their actual hands and cracking your back or cracking your neck, moving your hips. It's not that kind of chiropractic practice.
I don't really know what it is, what chiropractic. I understand they adjust your back and fix your back. I have friends that go to the chiropractor, sure.
This isn't the chiropractor you're imagining. Nobody's putting hands on you. They use this itty-bitty little device and basically uses a pressure push.
Mm-hmm.
It feels no harder than an ear-piercing gun. You know what I'm talking about? That sensation?
Okay, and then, but so that's what they do to fix your back?
That's how they align and adjust your back. They're no longer putting hands on you. It is one of the first FDA approved.
So they used to put their hands on you. Is that what you mean?
Not these people. There's some chiropractors that do.
Okay.
Other chiropractors still do.
You have to understand, I've
practices.
Never been to one. I just hear people talk about them and that's it.
Yep.
I know nothing about
this. Is different technology.
Yeah.
There's only 10 centers in the entire state of Wisconsin that do this torque technology, basically,
mm-hmm.
where they don't put hands on your body to adjust you.
Okay.
All they're doing is checking your nerves and then going, we're going to adjust the C7, we're going to adjust your L5, we're going to adjust mm-hmm. your C3, blah, 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 whatever. Going all up and down your spine.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you, over the last 72 hours of my first two adjustments, I've increased at least an hour of sleep, of uninterrupted sleep.
It sounds like a commercial. Like an ad. You're like,
and it's not. Hashtag
it's
not
crazy.
An ad.
You're like, I've slept more. They use NASA technology.
Well, because normally I'm getting up to go to the bathroom 3-4 times a night or just to adjust. Maybe not the bathroom, but I'm getting up to adjust, move. I'm uncomfortable. The first night, I only woke up once.
Yeah.
Last night, I woke up twice, but it was twice out of my own doing. Once was because I woke up with an incredibly heightened sensation, and I was like, why am I so alert right now.
Yeah.
When I say over these first two adjustments, I have felt an actual difference in my body. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I want to continue to go. They already got me on a 12-month schedule.
Good.
So I'm good to go for the next year with this chiropractor.
Jeez.
And I'm geeked.
You need it for the year? You have to do it forever or what? You have to keep adjusting it?
My spine is like an inch misaligned from the center of my body.
How do they know that?
It's just a projection. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
they're giving me an intensive care plan because my back is that screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
My spine is misadjusted to the left, off center to the left by almost an inch.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I saw the picture you sent me. It's a lot.
That is a lot. So realistically, they need me to be coming for the next year.
Well, this is a business. They want you to come for a year. Hey, buy the year package. Hello.
Buy the year package
come
for
on.
Sure. So, but it ain't no contract, and I feel good about it, which is what's important.
Well, I'm glad that you sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
Your back's better.
I'd say I would have noticed a huge improvement in my back itself.
Okay.
But I'm noticing little things. Like, I'm more aware of my back
mm-hmm.
than I had been. And it's just because I'm actually going now, right?
Right.
Now I'm thinking, okay, in my sleep more straight. Sleep more in a comfortable position. Because before I used to just contort my body all sorts of weird ways mm-hmm. and wake up with like no other, with huge pain. Now I'm like, okay, maybe I could adjust myself a little bit.
Yeah. So, I'm glad you're feeling better. I was looking at the text. People are goofy. Placebo is a heck of a drug.
Hey.
Stop it. You guys, stop it.
I guess I'm done talking then, since it's just a placebo.
No, stop it.
No more back updates for y'all then.
No. You're gonna give back updates whether you like it or not.
Not if they're gonna be saying I'm lying.
Well, they're not saying you're lying.
Well, they're saying it's not
they're
real.
Saying you bought into it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
well, I'm offended.
I know people that love the chiropractor. I said it. I get it. It's one or the other. You go either way. You know.
Yeah.
So I get it. Well, I just want you to feel better.
Thank
you. I want your back to be better. That's all I care about. Because what you do is none of my business.
I'm
your
on
body,
the way.
Your choice.
I'm on the way. Whether y'all believe me or not, I'm on the way.
Yes. All right. Coming up next, we are going to talk to somebody, a local person,
mm-hmm.
about something very big happening this weekend in town. I'm so excited about this.
You better be excited too.
Mm-mm, get ready. Special guest coming up next. 103.7 Kiss FM.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Wow, I see we have a problem having to do with dietary restrictions?
Preferences? What do you call this?
Not restrictions. Restrictions is when you have to do it.
There you go. So would it be preferences?
It's a choice, yes.
There you go.
There you go.
Bet.
Yeah.
So we're going to call this person Vivian.
Okay.
Vivian. Veggie Vivian.
Vivian, like Pretty Woman. Vivian.
And Vivian is having some trouble making some dietary changes.
Yeah.
And she says, I've gone back and forth between ditching meat for the last few years. Mm-hmm. Haven't ever actually pulled the trigger, but I finally hit the point where I'm willing to give it a real try.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned wanting to seriously try going vegetarian to my family and friends, and they laughed. Now, when I'm by myself, I shouldn't have a problem with keeping up with it because I can pick my own meals. But too often, I eat with friends, family, whether out or in their homes, and I find it difficult to speak up and express my desires to not eat meat or stand my ground. I don't want to lie to anybody about why I'm vegetarian and say I need to, but anyone around me I tell usually laughs and says it won't last.
I guess
Are you triggered?
It makes me want to go get some new friends. Tell your friends to shut up.
How would you go about living a vegetarian lifestyle when no one around you seems to support it?
Yeah.
Vivian.
Do it anyway. Well, what do you think?
Man, I keep it a buck. I got bad advice.
I get why it's annoying, but what's your advice?
Don't go vegetarian.
Why?
Because it ain't going to work.
Because of your friends?
Nope, it ain't going to work. I don't know what's in Vivian's scenario, what's making her feel like she needs to go vegetarian, mm-hmm. but sometimes you just get this impulse to do things, and it's not really you. Maybe it's your life circumstance, the mm-hmm. people you're currently around. Clearly not the people she's currently around, but something happened in her life where she went, oh, maybe meat, no meat,
well, sometimes
no meat.
It's awareness. Sometimes you watch a documentary about the meat industry.
Well,
you get some awareness. You're like, oh, this is how I feel. There's reasons people become vegetarians that are not because of their dietary restrictions, right? They don't they don't want certain things in their body or
a
whatever.
Shift happens. A switch, a click goes off and they go, oh my gosh, this is, oh, in inhumane. Oh, this. Oh, you know what? I don't like the taste of meat anymore. Whatever the reason is, I don't understand it. I've considered going vegetarian, vegan. That ain't for me. When I say I've gone back and forth myself, sure, I don't think Vivian should do it. I don't think there's enough nutritional value in going vegetarian, and maybe this is my inexperience.
You can get iron. What do you would think you'll miss stuff if you don't?
Yeah,
you,
man.
You can
like,
get another stuff.
The proteins.
You get another stuff.
I feel like the protein you get from meat isn't the same protein that you get from, eggs or from beans or stuff like that.
I mean, that's a different, this is a different argument. I'm like, what about powder then? I mean, there's all kinds of ways we get protein,
I wouldn't go vegetarian. Yeah. I tell Vivian not to do it. I tell Vivian, I'm sorry, but it might not be for you. Or like you said, cut them off. There's two extremes here.
Well, I'm not letting my friends tell me I can't do something with my diet. So what happens if you want to go on a diet and lose weight and your friends don't support it? That too is, you're just going to not do it? Because it's the same thing.
Maybe not.
You wouldn't do that. 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls and texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem today involves someone who wants to become a vegetarian. Vivian and her friends are not being supportive. They're making fun of it. So, you know. DZ said, just don't do it because your friends are being jerks. Screw it. I say, come on.
No, that's not what I said. I said, don't do it because it's not worth it. I don't understand why somebody would go vegetarian. It's too difficult. I wouldn't do it. My advice is don't go vegetarian. I don't like it. I like meat too much. Yeah. Eat your bacon.
Let's go to the phones. Tony is calling from Racine this morning. Let's pull up his theme song. This guy. Tony.
This guy.
Good morning.
What's up?
You want me to hang up on him already? What's up?
No, not until he says something stupid.
Man. Okay. I'll wait.
Tony, what's your advice?
Hang on. I'm getting my voice back. Sorry.
Oh, you good, Papa. You good? You good?
He needs a drink.
Yeah, I do. I think she just needs to mind her own business and do what she wants to do.
And don't share it with them.
There's no reason for her to explain her situation to her friends, let alone look for the support that's not really needed.
Yeah,
I mean, you want to go vegetarian? You don't really need an AA group to tell you and support you to do that.
Well, imagine if my friend said, don't be keto, and I was like, you're right, okay. And I just gave up. Like, that'd be stupid. You know? That's the dumbest advice ever.
Yeah, I think if she's trying to make a healthy choice for herself, then let her make that choice.
Yeah.
Who cares what her friends say? I mean, you don't got to ditch them or anything, but, you know, do you.
But there is something to not being supported. You want to be supported in whatever you're doing.
In anything you're doing.
So that would make me...
Yeah, but they have groups for that, though. So if you're looking for the support, then you need to go look for the group that also supports that type of cause.
Not within the people that you got. Tony's saying find a new support group.
That was the first thing I said. Get some new friends. These people are not supportive. Why would these people be your friends?
I don't think you got to get new friends, but get the group that you can talk to about these things. Because the group you got now ain't it. Those are your meat eating friends.
They're not friends. I don't even think they're friends.
Ooh, dang, what, Vivian.
They're being rude. They're not supportive.
I like it, though, Tony. I like it, man.
Bye, Tony. We didn't have to hang up on you. Congrats.
For once, I did it anyway.
Finally.
I ain't let him say bye. I was like,
crazy. Megan and Fiona are calling on 8 this morning in West Bend. Good morning, ladies.
Hey, good morning. And I am like, if you guys gave theme songs off for like your biggest fan online, that would be me. But I'm glad that you guys are getting rid of like the people who haven't called on a regular basis, because I am totally getting my theme song before the end of the year.
Ooh, I like the
speak it into existence.
The statement, we are going to do an audit, and Megan's ready to kick everyone out. There's room for as many as we want, but at this point, if you haven't called, we're cutting you soon.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot of these regulars in a long time, so get them out for me.
Trust me, I know the ones that are out.
Rah.
I know who's out, trust me.
But talk to us, Megan, Fiona. What's the word, y'all? What's your guys' advice today?
I've been a vegetarian since 13. My sister dared me to not eat meat for one day. So almost for the last 30 years, I've been a vegetarian. Recently, due to health reasons, I started eating meat, but I don't think, I mean, it is really tough when you don't have support from people. Mm-hmm. But I would just say, like, if she wants to do it, she's tried it before, go for it. I mean, there, like, these days, there's dietary, there's options lots of places. I know a long time ago, it was like, you couldn't find options, but, like, you can make and buy and go and get food vegetarian-wise anywhere. And I just think that it's unfortunate that she doesn't have the support of her family and friends, and they're almost like, you're not gonna do it, you're gonna fail, and that's really kind of crappy.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, well, I agree. They're not being supportive. They're lame.
And what I will say is, there are certain options. I've had vegetarian, vegan type food options, like Twisted Plant in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. They are delicious. You would never believe half vegan of the stuff is Impossible Burger, whatever meat stuff. Like, oh my gosh.
No, beans and barley all day long. I used to go there all the time. I mean, there is a lot of good vegan food. If you hear the word vegan and you're like, just not.
They're like, what do you eat?
Right.
You're behind, like, the times at this point. I don't know
you're
what
just,
to say.
You're just not eating the three. Like, you're not eating pork. You're not eating beef, and you're not eating, like,
hey, y'all,
there's so much food to eat.
Leave my bacon alone, okay?
There's a lot to eat.
I miss bacon.
I know that's right. Well, I don't, because I still eat it.
Two of my good friends are vegetarians, and I watch them we've gone out for 20 years, and they're just fine when they order. They find something everywhere we go, you know, just like I do.
But you don't go, ew, what are you guys eating that for? Look at you guys, bunny rabbits.
Because I'd be a horrible friend if I did that. Yeah. That'd be weird. And that's why, cut your friends.
Ooh,
Vivian,
cut them.
Next.
And feel confident in yourself. I'm doing this, and do it.
That's
the
thing. Just own it. Yeah.
Yeah. Be your own person.
If you tell them, they're only giving it to you because you're taking it, right?
True. Yeah.
Shut it down.
True.
Believe in yourself.
All right, Megan. Hey, good luck.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
You too. Maybe we'll talk to you next week. You'll get a theme song.
Sounds good. Number two.
Bye.
You're number two. Let's talk to John in Tosa. Last but not least. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So what do you want to share this morning? Vivian's friends aren't being supportive. She wants to be a vegetarian. What do you think?
So I wanted to shift the conversation a little bit from, like, the support aspect to just, like, the, like, they're not supportive, but it's not necessarily just the, like, the emotional support in it. Mm-hmm. I think it's really hard when you're a vegetarian going places and trying to find an option that you can actually eat. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of a friend of mine who I'm in the Army, and I have a friend who's also in the Army. And of course, the meals that they serve are always packed with protein and meat and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she just started bringing her own meals, and then eventually recognizing, like, oh shoot, she's going to have her own meal if we don't order something. Like, even the whole unit, anytime we order our meals and stuff, there's always a vegetarian option for that one soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same thing here. I think, like, you're probably not feeling supported. Like, I don't want to go to a barbecue because all they're going to have is burgers and brats.
Right.
So bring your own thing. And then eventually they'll start going, oh, wait, she's going to need her own meal. And they'll start being supportive in that manner.
And John, even me, I feel like my friends, I've gone to their houses for barbecues and they've been like, hey, oh my gosh, we made this.
Because we got the keto option.
We knew you could eat it and it's good and we all like it. And they're thoughtful like that. And I'm like, oh, you didn't have to. And I think to myself, you didn't need to do that, but thank you. That is the things that
friends
do. Yeah,
That's true support.
Because you want the people that come over to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And you want to be a good host.
Yep. But
so
I like
thinking about
I
it.
Like what John's saying, because he's going, until that happens, until your people provide for you, provide for yourself.
It's none of their business.
Force
at the
it
end
on
of
them.
The day, yeah.
They could keep laughing. Force it.
Mm-hmm.
I still say don't eat it, but, you know, hey, that's just me. Whatever.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Do you still say just don't be a vegetarian after all that?
Love bacon that much.
Hey, who doesn't? I'm with you.
John, great advice though.
Thanks,
man.
John. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh my goodness. Brand new world premiere in sync. Woo!
I don't know what that was. Woo-wee!
I mean, that's called Better Place, but I think you already knew that because you heard JT the whole time. You heard JC. You could tell that was NSYNC, couldn't you?
You know those melodic voices. Did somebody say new NSYNC?
What? Woo! That was awesome. So NSYNC world premiere right here on 103.7 KISS FM. We are not going to talk about the Packer game.
That's
fine. We're going to move. You're still on the air in Wisconsin, DZ.
I said that's fine. I agree. We shouldn't talk about that kind of a game.
Don't make fun of us. There's a lot of people in sad moods today, okay?
I ain't said nothing.
It was not a fun night. I instead went to the Laughing Tap like I said I was going to for the premiere of Show Me Milwaukee, the season two. And as the game was going down in flames, I just acted like I did what everybody does when things go bad. I acted like it wasn't happening. Ignore. Acted like there was no problem, and I just moved on with my life, and that's what we're going to do today.
Deflect what Packer game?
Exactly. So coming up next is Am I the Jerk? And it's going to be awesome today. A guy wants to remain anonymous. He does not want us to use his name, okay. So I changed his name, but it has to do with something that happens every time him and his woman go on a date night. Uh-oh. He has an issue with something.
Oh, my God. What? She insists on paying?
I'll tell you next.
Okay, fine. I'm making a lot of assumptions.
That wouldn't make her a jerk. That would make her a baddie who makes money. Okay?
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
John wrote into the show today, and he wants to know if he's the jerk for being mad his girlfriend doesn't shut down women hitting on her when they're on their date night.
Wait, what? What does that even mean? No. Hold on. Backtrack.
Here's what he said. He said, "Morning Kiss fam, I want to remain anonymous, but am I the jerk for being mad at my girl for not shutting down the conversation when women approach her at bars? Women consistently approach my girlfriend while we're out, and the conversations become very uncomfortable and sometimes disgustingly awkward. When it first happened, I tolerated it, but now it's just gotten a bit old. I want a date night without interruptions, but my girlfriend feels that being rude to these women just isn't in her nature. She thinks they are casually having a conversation, and it quickly escalates, but she doesn't stop it or ignore it. She continues until it fizzles out, and I'm like, WTF? I explained, if a minute approached me and I allowed these conversations to thrive, I would be considered the villain. Huh. So why the double standard?
Huh. I mean, John, I hear it, I guess.
He's mad his girlfriend isn't shutting down getting hit on when they're out. But it's other women.
But
so
it's
this
not
is why
right.
his girlfriend thinks it's harmless because it's other women.
It's other women.
But if it's her partner and it's getting on his nerves
and he doesn't like it,
then she needs to respect that.
Is it harmless then if he feels harm?
It's not. See?
Dog.
Even if you think it's stupid, if you make somebody feel a type of way and you're in a relationship, you got to acknowledge that.
You have to respect that, right?
Even if you think that's stupid.
Even if it actually is stupid in nature.
Even if she, because she's not going home with these women. She's not doing anything with these women, but he thinks it's almost like he's getting offended. He's saying, I don't care if it's a man or a woman. I don't want people hitting on you.
He's a jealous type.
Maybe.
I'm going to keep it a buck. He's the jealous type, and he's going, I don't care if it's a man, I don't care if it's a woman.
He's
blue, pink, purple, don't matter to me. Don't hit on my woman.
He's not a thruple type, okay?
He ain't Tony. Happening. Let's call it. He ain't Tony.
He's not Tony Enricine. He's not. 414-533-1037. That's what you can call and text. John wants to know if he's the jerk for being mad his girlfriend doesn't shut down other women hitting on her when they're out on their date night. He's
man,
over it.
As much as I want
some men would love this.
Right, man. And
but that
honestly,
That
doesn't mean he has to, but I do think he's being a little insecure, which is in turn making him a little bit of a jerk. Mm. If nothing's happening, nothing has ever happened, he doesn't feel like something ever will happen, why are you this worried? You got to work on your jealousy, Poppy. I'm sorry, but I'm going to call you the jerk right now.
I think he needs to say the real issue, which is I'm not getting enough attention.
Ooh.
I don't think it's the she's going to cheat on me. I think it's she's paying attention to other people and not me. That's what I took from it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe that's because that's what I do when I go out. I ignore everybody.
Well, you're a people person, though.
You and know you, what I'm saying, though?
You split your thoughts and you're constantly talking to everybody.
It can be a problem, you know, if you're in a relationship and they're social like that. He's saying, though, he doesn't like. He's saying it's getting disgusting and awkward, though. So it's too much.
He's feeling some insecurities.
It's too much hitting on. We've crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
It's too thruple-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take your calls and your texts next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So today, John wrote into the show, anonymous, but he said, am I the jerk for being mad my girlfriend doesn't shut down women hitting on her every time we're out on date night?
That just sounds funny
women
to me. I'm sorry.
He said women approach her at bars, and sometimes it gets uncomfortable. He first tolerated it. Now it's gotten old. He wants her to just stop.
Hmm.
Is he the jerk for being mad about that? Let's go to our girl in Racine this morning, Amanda.
Happy Friday.
Hey. Wait, I thought it was Thursday. Ain't it Wednesday?
I was thinking that too.
Monday?
It's Tuesday.
Listen, nobody cares what day it is. Good morning, Amanda.
Amanda, what do you think today? Is John a jerk for being mad that his girlfriend doesn't shut down women hitting on her on date night?
I'm going to
say not the jerk.
Ooh.
I know for me and my husband, like, out of respect, I mean, I don't entertain that stuff. Normally when guys come and hit on me, I normally, like, run away. Just sit down. Run away.
Amanda screams and runs. Ah! Stranger danger!
That's really funny.
I just domed the ring. He put a ring on it.
No, that's smart.
She's like, I'm taken. Look at my sexy husband over there. Leave us alone.
Back down, boys and girls.
But no. Sexy body, that Mountain Dew six-pack going on.
Mountain Dew six-pack.
That's the opposite sex, though. Like, this is a same-sex scenario. Not to say it changes much for a lot of people, but normally you think it's more of a friendly situation when you've got a girl talking to a girl.
Well, if they're not gay, you would think it's harmless because my girlfriend's not going to get with her because she's not gay. But so you're thinking that's harmless versus if it was a man, that might feel more
threatening. Yeah, but flirting is still flirting, so either way.
That part, I get it.
Man, if a guy was hitting on my dude, I'd be like, oh, hell no. That's
Those are my buns. Thank you very much. That's my Mountain Dew six pack.
She said no to the thruffle.
Mine.
Amanda's going no. He's not the jerk for being mad.
Bye, Tony and Racine. All right, Amanda, we'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. She said not the jerk. Now let's pull up Jesse in Stallus. West Dallas, to be exact. I realize I always say Stallus. The mayor of Stallus is going to yell at me if I don't stop.
Gotta correct yourself.
Dan Devine. Okay, Jesse, good morning. I just shout out your mayor for the hell of it.
Good morning.
Hashtag not an ad.
Not an ad for
West or an endorsement.
But you know what? West Dallas, that's why.
What
I don't even know the slogan. Jesse, what do you think? Is John a jerk for being mad his girlfriend doesn't shut down when women hit on her on date night?
I do think he's a jerk.
Oh, go on.
It sounds a little fragile masculinity to me.
Ooh. Fragile.
Not toxic. Not toxic. Fragile
masculinity. Why is he offended? It's not like she's pursuing trying to get hit on.
She's spending a lot of time talking to these people instead of talking to him.
Yeah.
That's where the disconnect is for me.
And that's
it's cute that people are hitting on her and they, of course, your girl's hot, but after a while, give me that romantic attention.
But I'm your man.
Yeah.
I'm here too. Hi, it's me. Right. I'm your boyfriend. It's me.
Yeah. And maybe he needs to spoil her a little, give her a little more attention. Maybe she wants that, more of that, and doesn't realize she needs it. So that when she goes out, it's not as,
She's not as receptive to it. I know exactly where you're leaning towards,
I don't know. It's a theory. I don't know.
No. I hear the theory.
I don't know if it's gonna work, but.
But
it's not her fault. I can understand she's kind of, not putting the fire out and letting it happen. But it's also who is she going home with?
Yeah. You are right about that.
Like she's not going to go anywhere if someone's just like, she probably isn't taking it as, oh, I'm going to get someone to hit on me.
Right.
It's someone approaches her and is being nice. So she's being nice back.
Yeah.
And she's not picking up like the flirting vibe. She's just talking to somebody. I'm the same way. If people are talking to me, I'm going to talk back. I'm not flirting.
Well, that's where I'm going. If she's just being polite and she's saying it's not my nature to not talk to people, I get that.
And quite frankly, if you're getting offended, I love what Jesse just said about the fragile masculinity. I'm going to call myself out right here, right now. My wife has been hit on in front of me by men, by women. Have I ever cared? Have I ever been jealous? I'm going to tell you right now, no. I view it as a compliment. Somebody's saying they think my wife is pretty enough to even try.
It is a compliment.
And guess what? Flex. She ain't going nowhere, and neither am I, baby.
But hold on. It's not the hitting on that's the problem. It's the not shutting it down, and it's going on too long, it sounds like. He's like, at first it was okay, but now it's just getting weird and awkward. How long do you let it go on?
And, I guess until you're not comfortable with it.
He could always step in and
that's
just, grab her hand or start smooching on her.
You
don't have to say it, but you can, be a little bit more affectionate on your girl, and they'll be like, oh, that's her man.
Hands off. Jesse's saying, don't go the fragile masculinity, just use toxic masculinity and come up and cuff your chick.
Make it even worse.
Make it even awkwarder.
Yeah, Jesse. Switch it up. That's all you gotta do.
Switch it up. The problem is they don't want to switch it up.
Got me hiccup laughing.
All right, Jesse, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great day. Happy Friday.
So we're split down the middle. Today it is one not the jerk, one jerk, and we have got to go to our tiebreaker this morning, which is Heather in Shorewood. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Now, somebody texted in and said, how does he know it's hitting on, that she's getting hit on? Mm-hmm. I don't have the answer to that, but he's saying it's getting awkward and disgusting at times, so there must be something happening.
You can usually tell, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know, women, I'm handsy with women. It doesn't mean I'm trying to sleep with them.
I feel that.
I'm a hugger and like a toucher. And,
hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Come here, girl.
I don't know.
It's a fair question. What do you think, Heather, though? Because you're the tiebreaker.
That's a jerk.
Oh,
hey.
Why?
I know that, well, I'm bi, so if I get hit on, mm-hmm. there's always an opportunity for me to go home.
You really don't discriminate.
Heather, there's always a chance.
With my boyfriend, I'm not going to let other people hit on me because I'm with him right now.
Hold on, Heather, stop. Wait, so if your boyfriend's not with you, they can hit on you? You're saying it's if he's with you.
If I'm out with the girls, I'll allow flirting. I'll shut it down after a while. But yeah, it's fun to get that attention. But this is making your boyfriend uncomfortable. Shut it down.
Yeah, I actually agree with that.
If he's uncomfortable, shut it down.
If you're making him feel bad, you have to acknowledge that.
Shut it down.
If you want to stay with him. Yeah. And if you know what? And if, at the end of the day, it might not be a match. And if they're boyfriend and girlfriend, maybe they're realizing socially when they go out, they're not a match. Right. I don't know what else to say about it. Might be a thing.
Touché.
If you go out and you don't have the same vibe, how long is that going to go on for your life?
Right.
By allowing other people to hit on her and not shutting it down, she's saying that her boyfriend's attention is not enough on date night.
Boom. On that note.
Do you know why I'm cringing? Because I can see the emails, and I feel bad for the guy who wrote in. That's why I'm like, oh, I can see his face and everything on the email.
He's trying.
But we changed his name, so nobody knows who it is.
True. So, hey, big ups to John, though. Unfortunately, fortunately, he is not the jerk.
But give your girl more attention is what they're saying. They're saying pay attention to your girl. Oh, jeez.
Sheesh. Appreciate the call, Heather.
Thanks, Heather.
Talk to you later.
Wow. All right. So two not the jerks and one jerks, and that'll wrap it up this morning for Am I the Jerk? He doesn't like his woman getting hit on. It's a compliment, I agree.
It is a compliment.
And if she's not going home with him.
Hey.
But they might not be a match, in my personal opinion. Whatever. Not our problem. This is all we do for Am I the Jerk? Kiss FM. Oh, man. Do you remember when they were filming Transformers down by the art museum? And Patrick Dempsey, do you even remember this? Was walking around. Everyone's like,
oh my gosh!
McDreamy is at the art museum.
I do remember that. I wasn't out there like that at this time, but I remember when they filmed it because everybody was like, "Whoa, Transformers here!"
And you can see the art museum. You can see the Call of Drama in the movie. At one point, it kind of spans over, and it doesn't. You wouldn't know it was Milwaukee, but I pointed out to Owen. I go, "Owen, that's Milwaukee. Look,
that's us."
Like, what? 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and Deezy. The reason I ask that is because I feel like there's a lot going on as far as TV and Milwaukee. Earlier, I was talking about how I was out for the premiere of the second season of Show Me Milwaukee, which is on the very local app. Totally free to watch. You just have to download the app. Our friend DJ GA hosts it, and I get to be on an episode. So I went to the party last night, but it's really all about Milwaukee, which is cool.
You just light flexing like that. Right. Like, I mean, really a little something. DJ GA's on a TV show. I got to be on a TV show with him. Light flex.
Well, it's cool because it's all Milwaukee stuff. But right now, they're also filming Top Chef in Milwaukee.
Yep.
A lot of people have spotted them all over the place filming right now, the new season, which is really neat. I don't know if you remember, we have a bachelor who came from Waukesha, Nick Vile.
What? The name sounds familiar.
He was he on The Bachelorette? Then he was The Bachelor. He was on a bunch of them. He was the villain and whatever. So there's always like something filming lately. And I think it's really neat when Milwaukee gets that attention because what did you say? There's kids from Milwaukee now that are on the Lego show?
Yeah, well, speaking of Milwaukee just stays on the map. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it might be a sleeper to some, but it's not a sleeper to us. And there's Milwaukee siblings that have built a bond through Legos, and now they're going to be competing on Lego Masters for their fourth season. It's brother and sister Paul Wellington and Nelita Nelson.
And they're on Lego Masters.
They're going to be on Lego Masters. It just premiered like last night or something like that. Like, literally, it's on the current season.
Yeah.
So locals, they grew up on the north side. They grew up doing Legos as like a way to bond with one another, get along. And then now look at them. They're grown and competing to be Lego Masters.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's a great family show, too. Like, everybody can have something of interest here.
Well, it's not inappropriate. That's why it's a family-friendly show.
Mm-hmm.
There's only certain things we can watch with our kids, let's be real, until they get older. So that's really cool. So siblings from the north side, they're going to be on the Lego Masters show. I see them.
They look real cool.
I love it when we see people. I just love the filming in the city and then the national attention. attention it brings our city, because it is a great city.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I still got a weird affection for Legos. I love Legos.
Well, wait a couple years until you step on them, and you're going to change your mind. And parent listening understands.
I understand all too well. No. I will take that pain. I've known the pain since childhood.
Nope.
I've relearned the pain since having a child myself. Mm-mm. I'll take that pain all day, every day.
No.
Legos for life.
No.
Legos for life.
My kids love Legos, but I'm sick of stepping on them. I'll tell you that much.
I'll step on them with them then.
Go for it. Ruin your own feet, man. It's not going to be me. Every time I step on them, kick them across the room. But they are a great, I will say, when I meet adults that do Legos, at first I giggle, then I go, wait, hold on. This is actually really relaxing. It's like doing a puzzle.
Yep.
It really is.
100%.
Same idea.
Shout out to my guy, Will. He be doing Legos like nobody's business. Yeah. He's got the most impressive Lego collection I've probably seen anybody.
Like it's almost like a Christmas village, but it's Legos.
He got a Lego room. He got a Lego room. Yeah. Yes, a Lego room. Exactly.
Yeah, I believe you. I do. I absolutely believe you. Hey, don't forget, we have tickets to Six Flags Great America Fright Fest is going on right now until October 29th. So we will have those tickets coming up less than an hour at 8:40, and your last chance at Noah Kahn tickets at 9:20, because he's going to be at Alpine Valley. So there's lots of winning. And then next week, we come back with more stuff.
Don't worry about it. We ain't going to tell
Not
you just yet.
You now.
Hold on.
103.7 Kiss FM. New Olivia Rodrigo, 103.7 Kiss FM. I love it. It's called Bad Idea Right. And she's going to be in town next year, March 16th at the Fiserv.
I wasn't mad at the little rocker vibe that one had.
Yeah, it's great.
That gave me like reminiscent early Avril vibes.
What Good For You was very rockerish.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan of the rockery vibes that she's got, man. I'm out here like, okay.
Yeah. What? Can't two people reconnect? No, she's great. She's the young Taylor Swift. That's why Taylor Swift is her mentor.
Mm.
She sings that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Did you see what happened at the Estabrook Beer Garden?
No, but I love Estabrook Beer Garden. What happened?
I do too. So it says somebody went in and stole what, fryers and a freezer?
What?
Worth more than $10,000?
What?
Sometime between Tuesday night and Wednesday morning? And this is the if you don't know where Estabrook Park is, I used to take Bella way back in the day when I lived on the east side to the dog park right up there at Estabrook Park. It's what, Shorewood-ish?
Yeah-ish.
Off of like Capitol.
Off the east side, yeah. Off of Capitol. Basically.
By the Culver's on Capitol.
You. Thank you. I was how do you explain it?
If you know where the Culver's is on Capitol near the lake,
yeah.
Then you know where Estabrook Park is.
If you take Estabrook Park from Capitol all the way through, you somehow end up over by Bayshore. Like, I can't explain it, but you know.
There's like a Port Washington Road in there somewhere.
Ish.
I'm saying once you get north.
Well, right. But no, I used to play disc golf, frisbee golf, froth. I frothed there all the time.
Golfed?
I love froth.
I didn't know that about you.
I grew up doing that. I've never shared it, actually. Now that you say that, I don't think I've ever said that.
I've never disc golfed. I didn't even know it was a thing until like 2 years ago. I met a guy that did it, and I was like, what's disc golf? And now I see it everywhere.
It's so much fun.
I drive past parks, and I can see people disc golfing. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have known what you were doing before. It just looks like a frisbee, though.
Yeah, it's just a different weighted frisbee, and it's honestly way easier than regular golf. So that's why I like it so much.
Well, I just want to say, this really sucks.
But
that people did this, you know why? Because Sunday's October, and what starts on Sunday?
Oktoberfest. Dog, they did that on purpose.
That's so mean.
They did that. Oh, well,
that's
I guess I shouldn't say that. But $10,000, they stole, you said, a deep fryer and a fridge? Or
and
what?
A freezer.
A freezer.
Fryers and a freezer.
What are you going to do with that? What are you going
to
do with that?
And it's not like you're taking it to the pawn shop. Could you imagine?
Hey, I got a fully loaded freezer over here. You good? What can I get for this?
Could you imagine?
No, I can't.
Oh, man. But it's violating, though, when you get stuff gets taken from you. That's not cool. But how awful. This is stuff that pisses me off, you know?
Violating and a little demoralizing, because you're like, man, we were just getting set up. Everything felt good. And now, boo, bah, humbug.
We're trying to have a good time. Just bring the freezer back.
No harm. No foul.
So random.
Just drop the freezer off and nobody has to get hurt.
Yeah, that's a lie. But October is on Sunday.
Mm.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it. How do you like I'm going to start coming up with some of these lines.
one-liners?
These one-liners that make
that
me sound
old. That was such an old man line.
I know. It's my dad jokes. There you go. So happy October.
Happy anniversary?
Oh, yeah. It's your anniversary.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks about that but you and your wife.
True.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks.
Hey. Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Taylor Swift rumored to be showing up at the game this weekend against the Jets. Wouldn't that have been something if Aaron Rodgers was actually still around?
That would have been interesting.
So she is expected to be at his game again. We'll see what happens. But last weekend, Fox asked for permission to play her music. And I love some of the headlines that I read. Taylor Swift wouldn't give Fox permission to play her music at Travis Kelce's game. It's not like the Kansas City Chiefs game.
Nope.
It's Travis Kelce's game, if you read it online. It just makes me laugh.
It's the event Taylor Swift attended where there happened to be football being played.
That's how they're selling it now.
That's all they're saying.
I know people were putting out TikToks and videos about how Travis Kelce's fame just went up a notch when you didn't think it could.
Easy.
It got bigger than it could have after, you know, the Super Bowl. But Taylor Swift said, no, you cannot use my music. And that was it. They asked to have it. Nope. So they wanted to play it knowing she was going to be in attendance. And she said no. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that's a little awkward.
I don't blame her, though. They were trying. It's enough. She's just trying to go watch her dude. They're already putting her on camera. It's not about her. It's her. It's her dude's game. Don't play my music at my dude's game.
Oh, so you're saying it was her going? No. This isn't about me.
This isn't because that's what they were making it.
Oh, I went. No. Y'all ain't putting money in my pocket, so no.
Well, that too, because she's had a lot of music stolen from Scooter Braun. So, bought without her knowledge,
there you
and
go.
Then refused to give it back. Not stolen, just totally ripped.
Just
her
illegally
off.
Ripped.
Yeah, illegally ripped. So I get why when people ask for her music, she might be
apprehensive,
especially someone like the NFL who's already got enough money and power. No, I'm good.
And I would think that they got the rights to the music that they want to use.
Yeah, they want to use it. They can pay her, and if they're going to monetize, because they're monetizing it by they're using it to get people's attention, because that will be on the internet for weeks. We now see
they're pumping their numbers up. They know exactly what they're doing, and Taylor ain't no spring chicken. She knows exactly how this business goes, and went,
no thanks,
no thanks.
Well, this Sunday we will get an update, won't we, on the romance when we see her in the stands.
You think she actually goes?
Yeah,
for real?
Yeah,
I think she bails last second.
They're dating. Yeah.
Too much pressure. She's going to bail last second.
She has, as if she's never had pressure with a dude before.
NFL pressure's different, dog. I think she's bailing.
Maybe.
Pay for the rest.
Get yourself a pumpkin spice cream puff or latte on the way out. There you go. Thanks for being with us today, Tess. We'll see you this weekend at Harvest Fair, okay?
See you this weekend.
It really is a lot of fun. I think Sammy's going to have a blast when you guys go this weekend, DZ. I'm telling
you. You thought I was joking. Catch us at the pony rides. He's on one pony. I'm on the other.
You're going to be in the hay. You're going to be in the hay, and Monday you'll understand what that means. Trust me.
Sammy's going to be the needle in the haystack, if you will, because I'm going to be trying to pull him out.
But up, bump. You are going to have to look for him. Those kids get buried in that hay.
Oh,
so Harvest Fair going on this weekend. It's a great event. Coming up next, we didn't forget about our tickets to Six Flags Great America.
We still
have a 4-pack that we're going to hook you up with, and you only have to answer one simple question. DZ likes to say it's hard. It never is.
It's pretty impossible if you ask me.
You're going to be fine. Don't go anywhere. It's coming up next. Your chance to win the last 4-pack to Six Flags Great America for Fright Fest on the way after Dua Lipa from the Barbie movie. That's all I think about when I hear that Dua Lipa song, Dance the Night, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. We've got Noah Kahn tickets at 9:20 this morning. Last chance for those.
Right now,
we're giving away tickets to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America. Caller number 30, you're going to get a chance to win this 4-pack, 414-533-1037. Somebody is going to go get spooked out. Ooh.
That sounds so weird.
It's the coolest time, though, because when they decorate, you know, an amusement park like Six Flags, it's just a different vibe. You get a whole different vibe when you go in there.
It feels like a new world.
People live for Halloween around here. Come on. And that's what Fright Fest is. So, caller number 30, we're going to talk to you next. 414-533-1037. Caller 30, good luck. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, giving away these Six Flags Great America Fright Fest tickets, a 4-pack. Look who caller 30 is. It's one of our regulars. Isn't it her lucky day?
It's crazy.
Bella is in Kenosha this morning. Hey, Bella.
Good morning.
Good morning. You a big fan of Six Flags Great America? You're not far.
I'm not far. I haven't been there in so long, and I want to go very badly.
Well, maybe this is it. Maybe this is your time.
Maybe.
Oh, I hope so. Come on, DC. Make it easy.
Okay. We'll see.
All right. What do we got?
We'll see, Bella. You ready for your question?
I'm ready.
Okay. When was the last time you went to Six Flags?
20, she doesn't even know.
2010?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Final answer.
I guess it's right. I don't know.
Yay! Yeah, yeah. We'll see. I'll believe it.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much.
2010 sounds like long enough.
She could have said anything. I'd have been like, yeah. Yep. Yeah, okay. That's great.
I had to think about it for a second.
Hardest question of the week.
You got the last four packs of Six Flags Great America Fright Fest going on until October 29th. We're glad you're excited, Bella. You have a good time. Don't get too scared.
I will. I'm going to bring my niece that you met. She's going to be so excited.
Aww. Jinx. Good. Well, she'll have a good time. Don't get too scared. Don't pee your pants. All right, Bella, hold on. We got to get your info. You too. Okay. Hold on, girl. Oh, brand new NSYNC called Better Place, 103.7 Kiss FM, the Odyssey world premiere right here on Kiss FM. You heard it first.
Did you just say brand new NSYNC in 2023?
You're not in a time warp. It's real.
What? Somebody check my heart rate.
That is brand new NSYNC, DZ. It's real. It happened. We have to give away these tickets to see Noah Kahan, though, who's coming to Alpine Valley July 13th next summer. 414-533-1037. That is the number that you can call. We will take caller number 25. You want to go see Noah Kahan? Have a good time at Alpine Valley? Good luck. Be caller 25. Oh, we have these last chance to win tickets to see Noah Kahan when he comes to Alpine Valley on July 13th. Melissa is in Port Washington this morning. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Oh, I love the energy. What are you up to this morning, Melissa?
I'm just driving back to Port, listening to the Kiss FM.
Morning show. I was driving back to Port. I love it how they call it Port.
No, go good old Port, eh?
Well, bye. Melissa, you are caller 25.
Ayo!
Yes, that's
what we want. You're going to Alpine Valley July 13th to see Noah Kahan, okay?
So excited.
Ooh, who are you bringing with you, Melissa?
I don't know, but likely my daughter.
Aww. Well, she'll like that.
Yeah.
We'll have a good time. You'll still have what?
Pardon?
You said we'll still have what? I cut you off. I want to know what you were going to say.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just so excited. I don't remember.
Okay, great.
I don't know what to do with my hands. Ah! Yeah.
All right, hold on. Hold on, Melissa. We're going to get your info. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
And then next week, get ready, because next week we have NF tickets at 7:45.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have Kane Brown tickets at 8:40.
Double boom.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be one more. You got to wait for Monday to find out.
Ooh, the triple boom.
Just wait. Next week.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.